Hey guys, so I'm here at the Woodstock Fruit Festival, and sitting next to me is Don Bennett. This is so awesome because when I first got into raw food, one of the first books that my mentor Arnold Kaufman gave me was Avoiding Degenerative Disease. And there's so much amazing information in that book, and I feel so blessed to be sitting here with Don right now.
Well, thank you.
Don has been a raw foodist for how long?
Going on 20 years now, 100% just fruits and vegetables.
And when you first got started, you were kind of totally on your own, just feeling it out. Were you vegan beforehand?
Well, my transition was over a long period of time. What really started me on the path was that I saw people in my own family living to over 100 in really good health and just dying of natural causes in their sleep, sharper's attack the day before, and other people in my family and other people in general, you know, dying at 65 from terrible illnesses. The last one-fifth of their life was not good at all. Mm-hmm. It's just not a way to go compared to what I was able to see.
Right.
So you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that there's a huge difference here. What are they doing that they're not doing? Or what are they doing that, you know, they're not doing? So I started thinking about that, and that put me on the path because I loved life, I enjoyed it, and I wanted to have a nice long one. I realized I was going to get, you know, to be that age one day. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go like my grandparents went, you know, in their sleep, over 100, sharp as attack. So in researching things, I just started discovering things and what the differences were, and like, oh my God, the stuff that I'm eating. Oh, every aisle in the supermarket, except maybe the produce section, that's an awful aisle.
Right.
It's awful stuff to eat. So I started making changes in diet first, so I became vegetarian, then vegan. But I was still cooking things until I burnt my hand on the stove one day and said, okay, now wait a second. What am I doing wrong here? In nature, this would never happen. And once I started looking at what I would do in nature and how would we have been in nature before we created this modern domesticated society that we're in, a lot of things started to fall into place then. The pieces of the puzzle fell into place. All right, I shouldn't be cooking my food. So right then and there I said, I'm not eating cooked food anymore. That's it.
With no science behind it, it just made sense.
It made perfect sense to me, and it was logical. And that's what my mom taught me, you know, to rely on is think with my own brain, use logic, common sense, my own common sense, not other people's, because it's maybe not that common. And so when I started thinking about it, I said, I shouldn't have to be cooking my food. Yes, we were hunter-gatherers, but we were foragers before we were hunter-gatherers, so let's look all the way back before we figured out how to use fire and make tools and things. So that's it, no more cooked food. Then I sat down and said, what am I going to eat? If I'm not going to eat anything that I've cooked, oh, okay, be calm, I can eat. It's all right, there's things to eat. There's plenty of fruit and vegetables. I mean, when you go into any health food store and you see the produce section, look at all that variety there.
Yeah, abundance, color, it's
right.
Exciting.
So I started doing that, and I love that stuff, but up until that point, it was like snacks. You know, we're trained that fruits are snacks. You know, here's your snack of a banana. Today, I could eat 12 or 15 bananas at a meal, and people go, 12 or 15 bananas? Yeah, but that's 1,500 calories? My friend goes to McDonald's and eats 1,500 calories of that, and he thinks nothing of it.
Right.
So it's still 1,500 calories. It just takes up more bulk, but that's not a big deal. I eat slower. I don't rush. You know, so it's and the bottom line is, it's food that I love and it loves me back, as we've heard, right? It's loving me back. The McDonald's based food, I don't mean to pick on McDonald's, by the way. You know, everyone else
easy.
It's just easy. They're an easy target. It's food that is designed for people to love it, but that food does not love them back. That's gonna make them live like some of the people in my family who died at an early age. It's, you know, to get what everyone's getting. So I started getting healthier and healthier, which proved I started feeling better. I feel better today at 57 than I did at 27. And that's gotta say something. So, and it's not just food. I wanna make that perfectly clear. It's not just diet. We focus on diet a lot because it's got so much misinformation and confusing information, and we're trying to figure it out, and we eat every day, but we sleep every day, and we should be getting sun every day and avoiding toxins every day and being active every day. So they're all equally important, I've discovered. So that's why I wrote that first book that you talked about that Arnold just raves about, is because it's not just diet. Well, diet is the biggest chapter in the book just because it needs the most explaining. But sunshine, fresh air, toxin avoidance, and all that, just equally important.
Right. Yeah, that book, my dad read it as well. And
really? What did he think?
I mean, he loved it. And, you know, he was like, who is this Don Bennett guy? And so then we were kind of, you know, researching you a little bit.
And you notice the first seven chapters of the book have absolutely nothing to do with any of the basics of health. They start to really help you, you know, adjust your mindset so you can accept this very different 180-degree paradigm from the way everyone else lives.
Right. So at the festival, we've had a lot of amazing lectures, and Don has been giving lectures basically every day. And some of them are about food, but there's been all different topics. One of the topics that you covered was teeth and how to care for your teeth properly. So can you give us one major tip to leave the viewers with that could help improve the health of their mouth and their teeth?
The best thing you can do when switching to a predominantly fruit diet, because you know fruit's got a lot of sugar in it, and that's good, that's what our cells run on, but now you're passing a lot of sugar by your teeth, which bacteria love, and then they eat it, and they grow, and they, you know, when they poop, it's acidic, and that can ruin teeth. So, and a lot of raw foodists and vegans have problems with their teeth, and this is one of the reasons. They're doing things that make it difficult for the body to keep their teeth in good repair, to re-enamel their teeth. So the one suggestion I make from my research is stop using toothpaste. Well, you look on your toothpaste, you're going to see a little thing in there that says it contains glycerin. Glycerin coats the teeth. They thought it would help prevent cavities. It doesn't. What it does prevent is the body from remineralizing the teeth that, you know, every day you lose a little bit of enamel due to the acid in your mouth doing what they do. The bacteria in your mouth producing the acid that they do. So normally your saliva should be able to re-enamel that damage on a daily basis so you never get cavities. But glycerin coats the teeth and prevents the re-enamelization process. So what's the best thing to put on your toothbrush? Nothing. As it turns out, it's nothing. It's just a dry, soft toothbrush and a well-designed one, because most of the ones you buy in the drugstores, sorry, they're not that good.
And most of them are so hard.
You know, hard ones should be outlawed. There are people trying to get them outlawed, but they're still there. Soft, so you don't mess with the gums, because if you make your gums recede, you expose areas of the teeth that are more easily damaged by the acid from the pooping bacteria. So use a soft toothbrush, a well-designed one, which you can't get in stores. You get the one that's made by the dentist that I happen to love and all the research that went behind it. PHB, and it's just dry. You use it as a tool. You don't do this. You know, we're taught to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's polishing. That's not going to really help your teeth. You use it like a tool. You work it around. You work things in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is a shower floss.
Flossing. Amazing. I want to get that thing.
You've heard about the water pick. You know, water pick is a great thing to use. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a water flossing thing. But it's a mess. It's at the sink, and it's just a mess. This thing you hook up in your shower, and you can't make a mess. You're already in your shower, and you floss your teeth with it, and it's not going to injure your gums. Some people, when they floss with string, they aggravate their gums, and the gums start to recede, and then big problems a year down the road. So use the shower floss in your shower. Use a dry toothbrush that's a soft toothbrush, well made, and you don't have to put anything on it. That's actually the best way to brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go, you should have no problems.
That's amazing. Yeah, he gave us like 6 or 7 really good tips. So those tips that you gave us the other day, would all be
in the article, sure.
Okay, yeah, so check out the website. What was it again?
Health101.org.
/
On that particular site, to get right to the resources, /EDU.
Awesome.
But there's a lot of other articles on the website. I just took like 10 and just put them on that one EDU page.
Okay. And Don also has a new book that just came out, which is amazing. And he's selling it here at the festival, and he only has a couple copies left. But do you want to tell us about your new book?
Yeah, the new book kind of wrote itself. After I wrote my first one, and Arnold said to me, when are you going to write your next one? I'm like, I'm never going to write a second book. There's no need. This is the only book we'd ever need.
Right.
But over the 10 years of clinical practice, I've been answering a lot of questions to people. And you get the same question all the time. Where do you get your protein from? Where do you get this from? So I stopped typing it new each time and just put my questions and the questions and my answers in a file, in a Word file.
Mm-hmm.
And then over 10 years, I've got like 800 questions and answers in there. So if someone said, hey, you got a book, I'm like, yeah. So I took 200 of the most pertinent ones, the most common ones, and made a book out of it, basically.
That's amazing. Yeah, so if you guys want to find out more information about Don Bennett, you can check him out online. He's an amazing leader in the raw food movement and really knows his stuff. So, thank you, Don.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.